listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today we're going to be talking about something that you've probably looked at before, and that is a blog. Blogs are everywhere, and you can find blogs pretty much on every single topic under the sun. There's a blog about everything you can think up, for sure. But today we're going to be talking specifically about the Mormon Channel blog. And the Mormon Channel, of course, is known for radio programs and video messages, but they've decided to also launch a brand new blog where they have articles posted. And there are two lovely women behind this blog, Charlotte Kniep and Sarah Eyring, and they are joining me in studio today. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
We're happy to be here.
Okay, so first tell me, why a blog? Why did we come up with a blog?
A blog has kind of been in the works for a little while, and we're so happy that it's now really going. But we've been thinking about it for a while because at Mormon Channel we know that people consume our content in different ways, and maybe they'd prefer to consume it in different ways. And some people love the videos, and other people love the radio programs, and we want another way to enjoy our content and to feel the spirit. And we thought that a blog was that for people who'd like to read more about our programs and learn more about us that way.
So what kind of content is being posted on the blog specifically?
So right now we're mostly giving background behind the scenes stories of the great other media content that we produce. So, for example, we'll interview a director or a producer of a Mormon message or of a different radio program that's coming out, just to give people some context of everything that went into making this program and how spiritually guided it was to help listeners and viewers and readers now be inspired and feel the spirit in their own lives in a different way.
Sometimes I think blogs can feel much more personal than reading just an article posted somewhere, mm-hmm. such as MormonChannel.org or LDS.org, but a blog sort of feels like you're participating in it, doesn't it? Have you guys mm-hmm. had that sort of feeling?
We have a little bit, and we hope to cultivate that feeling even more. I think the blog has just started, really, and we're hoping to kind of get a better sense of the voice we want to use and the sort of community we want to form so that people can feel like they're participating and that they can have conversations and, you know, offer ideas and things that might help other people. Our goal is not just to inspire the people who read, but also to inspire them to inspire others.
Mm-hmm. And just the comments that we receive, people asking follow-up questions or concerns that they have based on the content we've given, they want to know more. And especially on Facebook, when we post that a new blog post has come out, the conversations people have amongst themselves through the comment section is really inspiring to see how people really can help one another get to a better understanding of truth or get to a better place of comfort and spirituality in their own lives. So it's cool that we can facilitate that through the work that we do. And like Sarah said, we're really focused on making it a casual tone of voice, a really comfortable space for people to feel like they can get some added insight and inspiration for their day.
And also maybe you'll learn some tidbits and information that you didn't know mm-hmm. or that you wouldn't find in other areas, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just recently, a blog post came out where I was able to interview Mark Marriott, who is a director and a producer of this great new video series called Give Back, which focuses on LDS charities and all the great work they do around the world to serve people across all different faiths and races and cultures. And just in talking to him about how he found these great people to serve and how he went about finding the right stories to tell, he was telling me that they go to these countries and they work a lot with service organizations outside of the church that already exist there. When they went to Jordan to film their first episode, they worked with Islamic Relief to find the right family who would need a wheelchair and how to best serve them. And I just thought that was a huge testimony building experience for me to know that the church is so forward thinking in working across different faith communities and different groups to be able to help serve people. Because at the end of the day, it's the people that benefit from service that matter the most.
Where can people find the blog?
MormonChannel.org/blog. We post three times a week, usually Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. and they're really timely with the other content that's coming out, other Mormon messages and radio programs and things. So you can hear something on the radio or see a video and be able to, within the next day or two, find the background story of how that post came to be.
Is there contact information on there as well if people want to write you or send in comments? Or
yeah, there's a comment section that we're all able to review, and then if people want further information, they can, of course, put their email address and we can be in touch.
Okay, well, the Mormon Channel blog, you'll definitely want to check it out. Charlotte Kniep and Sarah Eyring, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you.